Hello, welcome to our new video.
Hello.
In this video, we will cover section 2 of the standard for project management, which is a system for value delivery. Section 2 has 5 parts, as we see on the screen now.
Creating value section describes how projects operate within a system to produce value for organizations and their stakeholders.
Organizational governance systems section describes how governance supports a system for value delivery.
Functions associated with projects section identifies the functions that support projects.
The project environment section identifies internal and external factors that influence projects and the delivery of value.
Product management considerations section identifies the ways portfolios, programs, projects, and products relate.
Mr. İzgi, can you explain the first item in more detail, which is creating value?
Sure, Mr. Tekir. Organizations create value for stakeholders. For example, creating a new product, service, or result that meets the needs of customers or end users, creating positive social or environmental contributions, improving efficiency, productivity, effectiveness, or responsiveness, enabling the changes needed to facilitate organizational transition to its desired future state, and sustaining benefits enabled by previous programs, projects, or business operations.
Now, we see a figure on the screen whose title is Components of a Sample System for Value Delivery. Could you please explain this figure to us?
Sure, Mr. Tekir. The figure shows portfolios, programs, projects, and operations that can be used individually and collectively to create value within the internal or external environment. As we see, standalone programs and standalone projects can exist. Any of the projects or programs could include products. Operations can directly support and influence all of these. Also, portfolios, programs, and projects can influence each other as well as operations.
You mentioned that all these influence each other. Figure 2-3 on the screen shows these. Can you explain this figure to us?
Yes, it shows the flow of information. Black arrows represent information from senior leadership to portfolios, portfolios to programs and projects, and then to operations. Senior leadership shares strategic information with portfolios. Portfolios share the desired outcomes, benefits, and value with programs and projects. Deliverables from programs and projects are passed on to operations along with information on support and maintenance for the deliverables. The light gray arrows represent the reverse flow of information. Information from operations to programs and projects suggests adjustments, fixes, and updates to deliverables. Programs and projects provide performance information and progress on achieving the desired outcomes, benefits, and value to portfolios. Portfolios provide evaluations on portfolio performance with senior leadership. Additionally, operations provide information on how well the organization's strategy is advancing.
Now, we come to the second topic, which is the organizational governance systems. First, I have a question. What is governance? How is it different from management?
The dictionary of our book says, the framework for directing and enabling an organization through its established policies, practices, and other relevant documentation. How is it different from management? Governance is performed by the upper management staff members and the company. On the other hand, management can be executed by almost anyone inside the company. For example, even a project team member might perform some management activities for a short period of time.
I understood the differences between management and governance. Now, can you give us more information about the organizational governance system?
Governance systems provide an integrated structure for evaluating changes, issues, and risks associated with the environment and any component in the value delivery system. This includes portfolio objectives, program benefits, and deliverables produced by projects. In some organizations, a project management office might support programs and projects within a portfolio.
The third section is functions associated with projects. What do we mean with the word function here?
It means a kind of non-technical role a person in the project is going to have. This person can be the project manager or someone else who is supposed to perform the activities related to this role. Functions related to the project can be fulfilled by one person, by a group of people, or combined into defined roles.
I think coordination is also important in the context, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Some projects benefit from decentralized coordination, in which project team members self-organize and self-manage. Other projects benefit from centralized coordination with the leadership and guidance of a designated project manager or similar role.
Although it is not a comprehensive list, we see the 8 important functions on the screen now.
Provide oversight and coordination. Oversight can be involved in follow-on activities related to benefits realization and sustainment after the project deliverables are finalized, but before formal closure of the project. On the other hand, coordination includes consulting with executive and business unit leaders on ideas for advancing objectives, improving project performance, or meeting customer needs.
Present objectives and feedback. People in this function contribute perspectives, insights, and clear direction from customers and end users. The customer is defined as the individual or group who has requested or is funding the project, and the end user is the individual or group who will experience the direct use of the project deliverables.
Facilitate and support. Facilitation helps the project team create consensus around solutions, resolve conflicts, and make decisions, and supporting people through change and helping address obstacles that can prevent success is also required.
Perform work and contribute insights. People provide the knowledge, skills, and experience necessary to produce the products and realize the outcomes of the projects. And gaining insights from cross-functional project team members representing different parts of the organization can provide a mix of internal perspectives, establish alliances with key business units, and encourage project team members to act as change agents within their functional areas.
Apply expertise. People in this function provide the knowledge, vision and expertise in a specific subject or a project. They offer advice and support throughout the organization and contribute to the project team's learning process and work accuracy.
Provide business direction and insights. The group of people provides the knowledge, skills, and experience necessary to produce the products and realize the outcomes of the projects. This function involves interacting with other stakeholders, customers, and their project teams to define the product direction.
Provide resources and direction. People in this function serve as liaisons between senior management and the project team, play a supporting role in keeping projects aligned to business objectives, remove obstacles, and address issues outside the bounds of the project team's decision authority.
Maintain governance. People who fill a governance function approve and support recommendations made by the project team and monitor project progress in achieving the desired outcomes. They maintain linkages between project teams and strategic or business objectives that can change over the course of the project. The fourth section is project environment. Mr. Rizgi, can you explain this topic to us?
Projects exist and operate within internal or and external environments that have varying degrees of influence on value delivery. Some examples for internal environment factors are knowledge assets, infrastructure, information technology software, resource availability, and so on. Some examples for external environment factors are marketplace conditions, regulatory environment, industry standards, financial considerations such as inflation and taxes, and so on.
The fifth and the last section is product management considerations.
Actually, this is something new compared to the previous editions of the standard.
How is it new?
What we see in the previous editions, product management is not emphasized at all. An important improvement is the emphasis on the product management in the new edition.
How is the product defined in this edition?
It is defined as follows. A product is an artifact that is produced, is quantifiable, and can be either an end item itself or a component item. Related to this, product management involves the integration of people, data, processes, and business systems to create, maintain, and develop a product or service throughout its lifecycle.
What is the product lifecycle?
The product lifecycle is a series of phases that represents the evolution of a product from introduction through growth, maturity, and to retirement.
Let's see a sample product lifecycles. What does this graphic tell us?
Within the portfolio governance, product management may initiate programs or projects at any point in the product lifecycle. At the introduction stage, the initial product may begin as a deliverable of a program or project. At the growth stage, a new program or project may add or improve specific components, attributes, or capabilities that create additional value. At the maturity stage, projects or programs are executed to perform revisions. And last, the decline or retirement stage, one retires the product for good, which will be the last project related to this product.
Within this context, in what forms can product management exist? Can you give examples?
Sure. As we saw in the figure, For example, we can have program management within a product lifecycle or project management within a product lifecycle.
While product management is a separate discipline with its own body of knowledge, it represents a key integration point within the program management and project management disciplines.
Yes.
Okay. So we have reached the end of this video. Please subscribe to our channel and like our videos. You can support us from our Patreon page. Feel free to attend our Udemy course by clicking the link shown in the description section. We will be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any question you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.